Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Welcome to Lunar Lover, the podcast. I'm your host, Jordana Levine, and today we're exploring Gemini season 2020 and the new moon in Gemini. But before we dive in, last week I spoke in depth about Venus retrograde, and I had a few people question why I didn't also make mention of the fact that Pluto, Jupiter, and Saturn are also in retrograde at the moment. And the reason is simple. You're likely to feel Venus more than the other planets, and Mercury too, when it does its backward spin at the end of June. And that's because these are personal planets. We can throw Mars in with that group as well. When they slow down, which is essentially what a retrograde is, we feel it on a really personal level. Pluto, Jupiter, and Saturn are very slow moving planets as it is. So when they're in retrograde, when they slow down even more, it's definitely having an energetic impact, but not to the same degree. And I like to keep things really simple on this podcast. But if you do want to know a little bit more about those retrogrades, astrologist Jules Ferrari talks a little bit about them in the episode I did with her a few weeks ago titled, Was COVID Written in the Stars? So you can search that in past Lunar Lover the podcast episodes. Okay, Gemini season. Gemini season takes place from May 21 until June 20. And there's quite a bit going on this Gemini season. We've got the Gemini new moon taking place on May 22 and 23, depending on where you are in the world. On the 5th of June, we have a Sagittarius full moon and lunar eclipse, and that's going to kick off the next eclipse season. Venus is still in retrograde in Gemini. And then on June 17, Mercury goes retrograde in Cancer. Yep, it's that time of the year again. So I'll talk about all of these things a lot more in detail the closer we get to them. They'll have their own podcast episodes, but I just wanted to give you a little bit of a snapshot of what will be coming up throughout this Gemini season. Gemini is represented by the twins, and this can be seen in many different ways. I like to look at the twins as a way of encapsulating two polarities, which in turn make a whole. The twins are the polarities of completeness, the observer and the participant, the leader and the follower, the teacher and the student, the logic and the fantasy, the giver and the receiver, the mortal and the immortal, the spiritual and the human. Shall I go on? I think you guys get the point. Together, the twins create a power far greater than if they were separate. Their ability to not only see all sides, but to be all sides is an advantageous energy you too will be privy to this month. As many avid listeners know, I have 5 Gemini placements in my natal chart. I have my Sun, Rising, Venus, Chiron, and my North Node all in Gemini, and they've all enabled me to connect with this energy on a level deeper than many others. And I can tell you, when Gemini is balanced, it is beyond rewarding. But if there's an imbalance, it can be confusing, overwhelming, and to put it plainly, an absolute shitstorm if you're not willing to get curious and communicate clearly and thoughtfully. Gemini is ruled by the planet of communication, Mercury. And as I mentioned earlier, at the end of June, Mercury will be going retrograde in the sign of Cancer, which means we are going to feel everything. A sensation not all that natural for Gemini, as their MO is the mind, I think, being their mantra of choice. Gemini is a very social sign. They require stimulation, mostly of the intellectual kind, communication, interaction, witty banter, and someone to flirt with. They are the ultimate multitasker, curious, changeable, and will research and investigate until all of the world's problems are solved, or at the very least, converted into a TED Talk. We're also experiencing four planets in retrograde, soon to be five, and as you learnt in last week's episode, retrogrades are all about slowing down, going within and reflecting. Not very Gemini. She gets restless. She gets bored easily, and for many of us, it will mean finding a way to balance the polarities of these energies. Gemini season in isolation is an interesting, contrasting energy. Thankfully, in Australia, we're getting some of our freedoms back. If you're listening from overseas, you likely have a little way to go. So if you do feel yourself getting restless and you're still being contained within the home, know that this is Gemini stirring this. If you are a Gemini sun, moon, ascendant, or have your Gemini in Venus, you're likely to feel all of this energy more than others. But like I said, Gemini is the queen of embracing polarities. So rather than resist, breathe it all in. If you're not a Gemini, you're still going to feel all of this. So you guys have to keep breathing too, okay? Nobody is to stop breathing during Gemini season. Get curious about what you can learn and how you can grow this Gemini season, but try not to overanalyze or feel the incessant need to make sense of everything. Classic Gemini quality. Podcast host speaks from much experience. Gemini's objective is to learn as much as it can through immediate perception. Gemini's brain food is information, and it needs plenty of it with a keen desire to understand. And I think right now we can all relate to this energy on a global scale. It's been a few months of this pandemic, and now we want answers. Half of us aren't even sure what the question is, but we want timelines, predictions, facts, and data. And if we don't get them from the people who hold the power, we're going to start digging ourselves. I feel this collectively. Watch that this does not turn into mania. Instead, see if you can go inward, get out of your head, a very air quality, and balance yourself out with the elements of earth by taking the time to ground your energy daily, water by making space to ask yourself how you're feeling, and fire. What action can I take based on the information I do have? Okay, let's dive a little deeper into the Gemini new moon. The Gemini new moon will take place on Saturday, May 23 at 3:38 a.m. in Sydney, Friday, May 22 at 6:38 p.m. in London, and 1:38 p.m. in New York. Remember when I spoke earlier about the twins, the necessary polarities that are part of all wholes? You're likely to feel into the energy of the twins, the energy of polarities under this new moon, whether you're a Gemini or not. You may feel yourself being pulled in different directions. You might feel intensely human and at the same time an observer from a spiritual plane. As a quadruple Gemini, I often find myself participating in the experience, but also observing it in unison. There is no right or wrong, not separately anyway. The polarities together is what keeps the world, your life, this season in balance. This Gemini new moon is inviting you to consider all sides, urging you to see the full picture. If you find yourself engulfed by shadow, can you get curious about ways to introduce some light? If you sense the presence of only one twin, can you identify its polarity and invite it to the party? Gemini is sassy, flirty, and social, but also the smartest cookie in the room. So use your smarts to equalize what's off balance and reunite any energy that's gone off course. Gemini is also the communicator of the zodiac and ruled by Mercury. So during this new moon, while Mercury is still moving forward, think about how you want to communicate your message. How do you want to be seen in the world? How do you want to express and be received? This new moon is the time to get clear, because once Mercury goes retrograde on June 17, it's going to be 3 weeks of going inward. Yes, more inward reflection. Ways to work with this Gemini new moon. Watch that the embracing of the polarities doesn't make you a walking contradiction. Mean what you say and say what you mean. Seeing all sides doesn't mean not standing firm on your opinion. It just means being open to the contrary. Feed your mind. The book smart bookworm of the zodiac Gemini soaks up information in droves. This weekend is the perfect time to dive into a deep read, online course, perhaps a new podcast, a new documentary, whatever feeds your mind. Because Venus is retrograde through Gemini at the time of this new moon, I think it's a great idea to set some intentions around love and your personal life. In fact, Gemini season 2020 as a whole is encouraging more and more inner reflection. Gemini rules the hands, shoulders, and lungs. This could be a really good time to practice some pranayama or just some simple deep breaths. I'm leading Lunar Lover members through a live stream yin and new moon circle this Saturday at 4 p.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time. We're going to set intentions and explore the themes of this Gemini new moon through the practice of yin yoga. In that class, we're going to concentrate on our breath, stimulating the lung meridian and opening up the shoulders. If you want to join us, you can sign up to become a Lunar Lover member through the link in the show notes of this episode, or head to jordanalevine.com/Lunar Lover. Something else you might like to do this weekend is binge watch some stand-up comedy. I give you full permission to do so. Gemini loves wit and humor, and you can channel this energy by allowing yourself some light-hearted comic watching. Lastly, consider being the mirror for your friends and loved ones. And by this I mean, be someone's mirror by letting them know what's so special about them. Throw them a compliment. Highlight their achievement. Often by doing this, we allow them to truly see themselves. This mirror work invites them to tap into twin energy. If you enjoyed hearing about Gemini season, learning about the Gemini new moon, I would love to hear from you. Please take a screenshot of this episode on your phone and post it to your Instagram stories and tag me at Jordana Levine. Until next moon, I'm Jordana Levine, and you've been listening to Lunar Lover, the podcast.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.